That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we're going to discuss tonight's full moon in Leo, as well as some February insights. This full moon focuses on nurturing and protection, both family protection as well as children. This energy deals with the snake. Now, the snake is very, very symbolic in many ways and has been so for centuries, if not eons. The snake is a part of our medical staff and is also the DNA, and what it represents is healing. At times, we have to use the poison in order to find the cure. The venom of the snake can also be used for healing. In homeopathic remedies, we use the poison to bring us back to health, so we will be finding some wonderful medicines for healing at this time. New discoveries, new opportunities, new hope. The other side of the snake is slithery and sneaky. There will be a lot of undercurrents that we haven't known about that will surface with this full moon, especially concerning children. Protection is also in focus at this time, concerning our personal lives as well as our country. How can we gain and guarantee security? Well, there are lots of threats looming around, particularly with technology, hacking into bank databases, our airlines' computer systems, business databases, and individual accounts. We must be extra careful this month. We have to be protective with our home security systems, make sure our passwords on our computers are up to date, and that we have them recorded somewhere safe where we can refer to them if need be. Have safe firewalls so no one can get your information. This is just the way of the world right now, and with this month in particular. This month is also about listening and learning. With Mercury in the sign of Aquarius, it's about truth-seeking, bringing things to the surface so that we can be free of the negative grip. All of this isn't easy. It isn't easy to uncover, and it isn't easy to hear. Some information will be quite unbelievable, and it isn't easy to accept. However, protection, security, and the truth coming out is what February 2023 is all about. We will be changing some laws to better protect our country and our people. It is also a time to determine what needs to be done concerning our borders, not just for the USA, but for around the world. With Saturn and Venus transiting together in Aquarius, we looked at what is best for humanity. It's a heavy combination, not just for us personally, but for the rest of humanity. Many of these issues will involve our economy. Leo is king and rules over gold. We will deal with other people's money, how we access it, and how it is spent. There needs to be some protections put in place. Overspending will put the economy in a very bad place. And this is going to be the talk of the month. There will be some changes made. There's a lot of work ahead. It's not going to happen overnight. But the brakes need to be put on, and on hard, at this point. It will be a beginning, and something to be thankful for. Don't forget, a full moon is when we come to realizations, when we can see what's out of order, what's broken, and we need to begin to fix it. The night sky is illuminated, so we see where the spending goes, how we are overextended, how we've misappropriated funds, what's been happening, and what we need to do. This is a wonderful time for realization. We see how to protect ourselves and how to protect our money, how to protect our homes and everything we need to do to feel secure. People and communities will begin to feel the need to be secure. They will want to move forward and create positive changes. There will be some new laws, new regulations that communities, states, and governments will start to implement. The full moon energies are bringing forth realization about what's really been going on and what we can do as a group to see it, accept it, and heal it. The new moon is lighting up the darkness with illumination of what is out of balance and what we can do as people, as a community, as a state, and as a nation to heal it. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. Please listen carefully to the information provided, and I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of February 6th through February 12th. 2023. A gentle but powerful quality of time brings vibrancy and creativity in February. It's a good time to try out new ways of behavior, to explore your personal boundaries, and redefine some of them if necessary. All of the planets are now in direct motion after several months of annoying retrogrades. It's time to get moving. Romantic planet Venus will spend much of the month in Pisces to open your higher vision and bring more gentleness into your life. This energy can also open your heart. Then the goddess moves into her least favorite sign, Aries, at the Pisces new moon on February 20th for 3 weeks. The opportunity is to pioneer new paths of love and money, and balance your relationships and self-needs. An alert move, an attractive affirmation of life, can be felt at the Leo full moon on February 5th. Uranus squares the Sun and Moon. Romantic Venus in Pisces squares Mars at the same time. It is an intense time for lovers and for those who want to be. New, surprisingly profound encounters can occur now. It may be hard to drag yourself out of bed on Monday morning, but you'll get into the swing of things by mid-afternoon. Allow your mind to flow freely instead of trying to control it with logic. This week, existing partner relationships could be greatly intensified, but be sure to take yourself as well as your counterpart seriously and do not avoid possible conflicts. Only those who can share their feelings and stand up for themselves will be able to reap the fruits of this time. Suppression could result in open revolt now. Be careful about criticism on Tuesday, which could lead to energy depletion and some hurt feelings. The evening could involve socializing, so say yes to any invitations after work. You could be swept off your feet with a sudden storybook romance, making this a perfect date night for singles and couples. Mercury meets Pluto on Friday, February 10th, one day before it enters Aquarius. Be careful with any agreements or contracts during this time. Pluto is known for power plays. Check thoroughly to make sure all information is known up front and that agreements are being honored. Some information channels may go crazy for a moment now. Twitter, internet, radio, television, and ugly news may well surface. The energy is very mercurial at the end of the week and throughout the weekend. On Friday, Mercury ends its visit to Capricorn, conjuncting Pluto, and you will know exactly what to say to impress the bosses and clients at work. Friday and Saturday, February 10th and 11th, bring a lot of talk. On Friday, midday, communications planet Mercury aligns with deeply transformative Pluto. Although the moon is in social Libra, this combination supports non-superficial conversations. In short, it's time to go deep. Pluto is associated with deep emotions and subjects that bring up everybody's issues, such as sex, death, and taxes. On Saturday morning, Mercury exits Capricorn. The messenger now moves into Aquarius for 3 weeks. This is good for spending time with friends, trying out new groups and organizations, or dealing with technology. The planet immediately gets dragged into a square with the moon in the fixed sign of Scorpio. Emotional smothering could do battle with the needs for personal space and sentimental detachment. This leads to power games all day as everyone struggles to get their own way. It's best to take a deep breath and watch that temper. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to go back to tonight's program. Welcome back. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we're going to continue on with the news about the February 5th full moon in Leo. So what does this full moon really mean for you? Let's look at that and the first part of February. All the planets are direct at this time and will be until the first part of May. You can feel the positive energy and it's time to pick up the pace. There's a lot of Uranian energy at this time. We are coming into the age of Aquarius, which rules Uranus. Pluto is about to enter Aquarius and will stay there until 2044. That's a 21-year cycle, where there will be technological growth as well as access to our galactic center and the life vibrations coming from that location. All this energy is linked to freedom. Uranus is a planet of rebellion, revolution, and you can see this very clearly if you look at Peru, Brazil, Iran, the Netherlands, Germany, the lineup at the border. These are all people all over the world that are saying enough. They are on the internet, on the social media, and are demonstrating against the big government, which is very Uranian. But it's also Pluto putting the finishing touches of energy out there as it begins to move into Aquarius. In Capricorn, it was tearing down energy and removing that which was no longer needed. In Aquarius, it's building up energy, broadening out technological wisdom, and sharing with people and communities. This move happens in March. March is going to be a very big month, a very positive month. Pluto moves into Aquarius on the 23rd, and it hasn't been there since 1798. And Saturn will be moving into Pisces on March 8th. This is a huge energetic change. And the main reason I have been telling you that at the end of 2023, everything in your life will have changed for you. The great shift begins in March of 2023. We will be seeing some very different energy, very positive energy, that will uplift our consciousness. Pluto will be at the last degree of Capricorn, 29 degrees, from the 11th of February to the 23rd of March. This is a critical and powerful degree. I call it the final destruction. The 29th degree of any planet, and Pluto is an outer planet, slow-moving planet, tends to bring up the shadow side of the sign, the uglies. One of the big themes of Capricorn, particularly in the last 3 years, has been top-down authority, rules and regulations, and a lot of top-down control. So, from February 11th to March 23rd, our personal lives very much show us that which we are broadcasting. There are many frequencies available to us, but to keep it simple, the two broader trajectories at the moment are love or fear. Let's imagine that you have a radio dial at your solar plexus, and when you get up from sleep, you dial it into either love or fear. The reality of your experience will be very different depending on what channel you choose. It's like you have tuned into a hard rock station and you only hear hard rock. You won't hear classical music. And if you tune into classical music, you won't hear hard rock. This is a simple analogy of frequencies. We can have great control once we master this. Master our thoughts. Master our reactions. We have a lot of control. Obviously, a lot of things are at play here. Past lives, karma, all those things. But nevertheless, we have a great deal of influence over our individual reality. Our reality also affects the collective frequency, and I've mentioned this before. When we're in fear, we have a sense that everything around us is insurmountable. There's just another thing, and another thing, and another thing coming at us, and we never get out of that repeating loop, because that's what we're broadcasting. We say, oh, not again. Why me? This always happens to me. It's only because of what you're broadcasting. There's a wonderful program that I've mentioned to you before, energeticmatrix.com. It's known as the AIM program. Not only does it help your vibration around the body, but it helps the vibration within the body. So call Roberta, tell her Elizabeth Joyce asked you to call, and get the facts about how you can keep your vibration at a higher level. It will help you. Now we go into the collective consciousness. What if all of us together are creating what's going on the planet? We really are doing that. When we're in fear or when we're in victim mode, we have the impression that everything is being imposed upon us. What if we are creating this? Then we are not just in the game of life, we are actually creating it. We are actually more in control than we realize. All of this is working with our energetics. Stephen Lewis and Roberta found a way to help the physical body through the AIM program. And if they could expand to include the collective superconsciousness, then we may have for us with some artificial intelligence help. a way to heal the planet. We need to get on the road less traveled. We need to get on the road to love. So, if you have any planets at 29 degrees of the cardinal signs, Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, Libra, or at 0 and 1 degree of the fixed signs, Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, Scorpio, you're going to be feeling this energy, this burst, this intense feeling, depending on which house it falls in your chart. I will be able to tell you which house Leo is in your astrological chart, if you'd like to share that with me. You're likely to be feeling intensity, control, power plays. Always the idea of Pluto transits is empowerment, stepping into your own power. They begin with a crisis, an upset, stepping into your power and using it for the good of all. I'll be doing a voice video for 2023. I have been delayed with it because of my accident in Florida, but look for it this next week or so. One thing that's important for 2023 is Saturn moving into Pisces. This will be very important because we really will feel that shift of energy. Saturn is a contracting, a limiting, a shutting down, a reality check type of energy. Let's look at what happened on March 22, 2020, when Saturn moved into Aquarius. What happened over most of the world on March 23rd, the next day? Most of the world went into lockdown. Europe and the U.S. had contraction and limitation on freedom. Lockdown for extended periods of time. It is so clear and so literal. Now, the effects of Saturn may not happen on the day that Saturn moves into the sign of Pisces, but it will remain in Pisces until February of 2026. What I want to say is, Pisces is about illusions and delusions. It represents the theater, film, video, and it's also very connected to the media. Also, pharmacy products and companies that make them, drugs, alcohol, drugs of all kind. The lower expression of Pisces is deceit and lies. They always say that a man with a Pisces moon can lie like a professional. When Saturn moves into Pisces, it will have a shutting down, a limiting effect on all of those matters. I know many of you are following me here. The Uranus energy is strong. Pluto moves into Aquarius. Saturn moves into Pisces. A lot is going on here. Then we have today's full moon at Leo at 16.14 degrees. See where that falls in your chart. It tends to bring completion, closure, and it can also shine as illumination, as a light, on something that you may not have known before. It may shine a light on leadership across the world. Leo, the lion, the king, the leader. It is the fifth full moon in the row of seven. Now it comes in at 16 degrees. If you look at the 16th card in the ancient tarot deck, it's the Tower. And we are absolutely at a tower moment with humanity right now. I know most of you realize that. Hence the fast pouring out of energy. It will be remarkable. March, April, May will be a game changer everywhere around the world. Leo is a fire sign and very connected to leadership throughout the world. And also to your own leadership. You can be a leader on the job, or you can be a leader when staying home with your children. Depending on the standards you set, you can be a leader anywhere. It's about love, warmth, love of life, creativity. Leo is a huge creative sign. Pride, honesty, integrity. And Saturn moving into Pisces is very much like spiritual integrity. We cannot handle the Aquarian energies if we are not completely in integrity. If there are wobbles in your agenda, like you want to be self-serving, it won't work in that expanded consciousness. This full moon in Leo is going to remind us of that. I always see a Leo as someone shining through, standing in their power and shining. It's a beautiful, beautiful aura. Leos are also very good at helping other people shine. As we all are liberated from our own fears, our light will be liberating to others. Leo stands in his power, beaming out love, beaming out creativity. When they enter a room, they bring a light. They bring a charisma. This full moon creates a T-square with the sun and Uranus, a tight T-square. So there will be action from this energy. We can expect a strong energy coming down, volcanoes, earthquakes, and more important, cyber attacks. Hence my earlier information on protection. There can be a feeling of urgency, like time is running out, even though that's not really true. The feeling is there. We're going to be going in quantum leaps with our freedom and our consciousness as we move ahead. There will be a big jump in consciousness around the spring equinox. If you can gather with some spiritual friends and do some meditations and prayer, it could be very powerful for you. Mercury conjuncts Pluto and Capricorn at this time. This is excellent for research, a positive breakthrough, and for digging out secrets. Secrets will come to the light around leadership and top-down structures. In January of 2020, we had a lockdown when Mercury and Saturn were together. Well, that was 3 years ago. After that experience, 3 years later, do you have a different point of view? What secrets will be coming out about that experience? Our conclusions may bring out some rebellious behavior, demanding the truth. We must have the truth. When the Sun trines Mars, there's a positive focus on social media. I believe that we will have more internets, not right away, but we're going into that direction. The original, the one and only internet, is at its Saturn return right now. It began in 1994. I believe it will be broken up and spawn more internets. After all, how long can we have a one and only? Leo is also connected to the heart. Due to all of this cosmic energy, solar flares, etc., this energy is affecting many people physically. This can disrupt your sleep patterns. You can feel dizziness, ringing in the ears, aches and pains, all kinds of things. You can track these waves and downloads occurring on spaceweather.com very easily. The heart is our connection to the higher frequencies. The heart is the doorway to the galactic center. We are all being raised up and attuned to these frequencies. They are activating our heart. They are activating our 10th chakra. I have an exercise that joins the 4th chakra, the heart center, with the 10th chakra, the spiritual heart center, that can really open your heart to your higher heart. They are activating the DNA. We have never evolved in the physical body before. It's always been in the brain. This is a first. There's no dress rehearsal. Our heart energy is almost twice as large as that of the brain. So if we can begin to make our decisions from the heart, we will make better decisions. Drop into the heart. Always drop into the heart before you make a decision. Remember, the frequency of the new earth is created inside of you before it is created outside of you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take our half-hour break, and we're going to listen to Nat King Cole sing All Over the World. Let's spread some love. I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Nat King Cole with his beautiful song, All Over the World. And now I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how February is shaping up to bring us the rest of the year. This month is about moving forward and progress. The political reign of the USA will have an explosive impact around the time of the new moon on February 20th. There will be an uprooting. Much of this affects President Biden. People are angry. They are hostile. And it can bring in war. All the things that people have been angry about will become more intense. Around February 16th, we feel anxious, like something is about to happen, but we don't know what. All of this is building up to March, the big trigger of everything. Information comes out about money in the USA. hidden secrets about government cover-ups, about money. Major change comes, especially about our money. Good discoveries about medicine and healing are coming. How to shift and heal mental disease has had a breakthrough, which is the hardest to cure. That's why we have so many homeless people. It's wonderful to have this healing come. And it has to do with raising your vibration. Drugs and illicit drugs coming across the border, information will come out about that. And the Mexican government will become under fire. What are we learning about space and space travel comes out this month. Aliens are here. And more information comes out about them in the next few months. This will be good and welcome news. Biden is in for some legal trouble and physical problems. Kamala Harris will step forward this month in some kind of political move, and Biden is forced to deal with his problems and afflictions. The big awakening times in 2023 are March, September, and December. The heaviness that is felt throughout the USA will begin in February. This is going to be a huge transition. We will have more mass hysteria with racism. Famous people will be dying and we're going to have some earth changes. The most dangerous will be the major issues with the airlines, especially in March. Pay attention now. Fatalities, travel problems, delays, hacking into the computer program system of the airlines, radar problems. Yes, we've had quite a bit of problems, but nothing like this. Get ready. We will start to see an agenda afoot, and February is an incredible month for change. There's going to be some new information coming out about the Ukrainian war and its leader that will shift how we feel about what's been happening. The changes will be effective worldwide. Racial intolerance, we have more of that coming. Earthquakes, airline crashes, and we're looking for a huge shift in the political department this month after the new moon on February 20th. Get ready for what's about to come. This month of February, when Saturn and the Sun come together, promises to be difficult. Around February 15th, there will be a strong spiritual energy present that can give us vision, truth, and healing, finding cures for diseases, and expansion with travel and space. So, even though we have some very difficult times with cleaning up the past, we have some positive, powerful things coming that gives humanity hope. By March 12th, there will be revelations about corruption in the media. That comes back around, and it can get very ugly. But remember, February is Heart Month. It's Valentine's Day. And around that time, there is a spiritual energy present. People will begin to look within. It's time to begin to create what you want for yourself. If you have felt stuck, and are saying, why can't I get anything to move forward? Now is a month. From February 15th through March 12th, it's time to work on yourself, your vibration, your dreams and goals. This is the most important thing. The energy coming down from the center of our galaxy is going to shift and change the awareness on this planet for the better, for the greater good. Boy, do we need it. All of us need to focus on achieving what we thought was never going to be open to us, manifesting our aspirations, forward movement. As February brings us truth and completion of the past lies and deceit, that will set us free to focus on ourselves and to manifest in our lives what we have been seeking. Have the courage to do this. Because when you do, when you begin, when you take that first step, it will happen. Find a lake or a body of water where the moonlight can shimmer down and bring you the knowledge through the plasma of the moonlight. It brings you the knowledge, will, and inspiration to manifest all that is yours. We've come to the end of our show, and I hope that you are bracing for what's coming, as well as having the desire and inspiration to move forward in your own life. Now let's listen to William tell us about Moonlight on My Window. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Thank you again for listening, and good night.
Now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. take the time. Give your attention to the almighty power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it. And become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.
Thank you.